When Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter announced yesterday that he's leaving the Republican Party, he cited philosophical reasons, politics, and one particular group, the Club for Growth. The club has its roots in supply-side economic theories. It often backs fiscal conservatives who challenge GOP incumbents including Arlen Specter. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
At his press conference, Specter named several moderate Republican lawmakers who've been ousted, in part by money and ads from the Club for Growth. He got to Lincoln Chafee, former senator from Rhode Island.
Club for Growth challenged Link Chafee. Remember Link Chafee? They made him spend all his money in the primary and he lost the general.
Specter said that cost Republicans the Senate, which meant that he, Specter, no longer chaired the Judiciary Committee, and 34 conservative judicial nominees went unconfirmed. Specter didn't say so, but this story is personal for him.
Luxury hotels, gourmet meals, daily squash games. That's Arlen Specter, very liberal with your taxes. Club for Growth PAC is responsible for...
Like a lot of Club for Growth ads, serving up a knife blade in between the laugh lines. It's from Specter's last race in 2004. The club spent more than $2 million backing then-Congressman Pat Toomey in a party primary. Specter barely won. After Toomey was a beneficiary of the club, he became its president. Now he's running for Senate again, which is why Specter changed parties.
I'd like to be able to sit here and brag that we're the reason why he decided he couldn't win.
David Keating, director of the Club for Growth.
The reality is the Club for Growth PAC hadn't done anything yet for this election cycle.
But there is a pattern here as party conservatives weed out the moderates. The Club for Growth often takes on moderate incumbents, tagging them as rhinos, Republicans in name only. But once the incumbent is knocked off, the general election often goes Democratic. Right now in New York and New England, Republicans have 3 out of 50 House members. From Maine down to Virginia, they have just 3 out of 22 senators. Political scientist John Pitney of Claremont McKenna College says party leaders know it's a problem.
Unfortunately for the leaders of the party, a lot of primary voters don't look at it that way. They're not voting strategically, they're voting ideologically.
And the Club for Growth aims its appeals at those voters. Keating says it's always ready to close ranks after a primary, but the other side is not.
You don't see the Club for Growth PAC endorsing the Democrat if our candidate doesn't win. But yet the moderate Republicans that lose seem to endorse the Democrats.
Keating wonders if Specter will end up in a Democratic primary, if some liberal renegade will rebel against President Obama, Governor Ed Rendell, and the party leaders who've all endorsed Specter, now the Democratic incumbent. If that happens, Keating can suggest an ad.
Run that tape where George Bush was endorsing him so happily in 2004. That's the same Arlen Specter you're seeing today.
And it's video that some independent group might, perhaps, use in the general election. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.